In this week's episode of the Speak Like Me podcast, I get leg cramp, Chris becomes basically a celebrity in some little Czech village, and we learn a bunch of awesome words like to get talking to someone and to miss out on. Hope you guys enjoy. Guys, welcome back to episode 67 of the podcast. I'm Jacob from England.
And I'm Chris from Australia.
And we are your English teachers from a distance. Happy to be back to teach you some cool words and phrases and even some grammar stuff through our little conversations. How you doing over there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a little bit devastated that I just found out that I'm going to miss out on recording episode 69 of the podcast.
Dude, it's terrible. So this right now is episode 67, and it's the last episode that Chris is going to be here before his trip to Australia. So for the next two episodes, Lucy is going to be standing in for Chris. And this is a word I taught this week, actually. To stand in for, do you know it in Czech?
I've taught it before, but no, I can't remember.
It's zastupovat za.
Uh-huh.
Někým. So Chris will be standing in, Lucy will be standing in for Chris while he is in Australia. And she's going to be here for episode 68 and 69. So Chris is going to miss out on the best number.
Yeah. That's devastated. Demo. I mean, unless we get to episode 420, but that's a tall mountain to climb.
That is a tall mountain to climb. Oh my god.
All right. Yeah. So all right, hold on. Let me get this audio so that you can cut this and put it in the start of at the start of episode 69. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. There you go. You just cut that and put that in, and then I'll be satisfied.
Where do you
want
me to put it exactly?
Because you're going to introduce
directly after the 69.
It could be that, okay. Or because you've seen the South Park episode, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So this is like a classic South Park joke, mm-hmm. Where it has to do with like a student sleeping with his teacher, uh-huh. And in fact, I think it's like a kindergarten. It's like it's taken to an extreme because it's South Park, so of mm-hmm. course, and it plays on the stereotype of like obviously it's horrible if a male teacher sleeps with a female student, but there is this very this is a reversal of. Or a double standard of gender norms of like, oh, if a male student sleeps with a female teacher, it's like, oh, what a legend. He slept with a teacher. God damn, he's a hero. But like, obviously it's just as bad, right? Mm. It's just as predatory. But like all of the police are like, oh, slept with his teacher. Nice. But it started being used instead to talk about 60, whenever 69 is mentioned.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like 69. Nice.
All right. I'll do my best to do some good editing and make the effort to find that and cut it out and put it in there for you.
One last explanation on that, just as a further background. Like, okay. On the politics subreddit of Reddit during the 2020 election, because it took a while for the results to come in, right?
Yeah.
And there was just like an ongoing live thread, mega thread, and the just constant comments coming in. And because it took so long, like there's a comment limit on how many, it's like 10,000 or something like that. And then it just auto gets locked or closed after reaching that limit. And it was a week long. So they kept on reaching the limit and having to make mega thread one, mega thread two, and so forth. And it took so long that they eventually got to mega thread 69.
Wow.
And for that one, every single comment was just nice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Oh, that just reminded me of something. Okay. In case you're listening for the first time, Speak Like Me, we are a company in Prague and we make language courses. We make them all from scratch. So we make English courses specifically for Czechs. So we've got three awesome courses and you can find out everything on the website. But each course has a video course and also a leaflet with an awesome summary of every topic on it. So we're going to be talking about those leaflets throughout the episode and even mention some things that we say will be from those leaflets and we can tell you what they are. If you want to learn with us, you can check us out on the website. But on this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to start off with some conversation time, have a bit of a chat about different things for about half an hour, 40 minutes. And then we're going to go into leaflet time and we're going to just look at a specific box from each leaflet and teach you some of our favorite stuff. And maybe we can bring back word of the week as well, just because there's lots of good words going around right now.
Sure.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. But before we get into all that, Chris, you just said some really cool things that I thought we could, that a lot of people might not have understood. And the first one was to miss out on. Like, oh, I'm going to miss out on episode 69. So a lot of Czech people, a lot of English learners would know miss, right? But not miss out on. And a lot would want to know the difference. And the difference basically is that miss out on is you're kind of emphasizing that it was a nice experience that you did not get to have, okay? Whereas miss, it just means you didn't have it. Like, oh, I missed breakfast. But that's just not emphasizing that it was like something really awesome, you know? But I missed out on meeting Ryan Gosling when he was in Prague, because that's like something really nice that I would have liked to do.
Sure.
So you miss out on something.
And from this comes the saying, what terminally online people might know as FOMO.
FOMO.
All right. And that is fear of missing out.
Yeah. And we talk about a case of FOMO. I've got a serious case of FOMO.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just FOMO. Like, yeah. I'm suffering serious FOMO right now.
Do you suffer from FOMO? I do not.
Yeah. I don't think so. Maybe like a little bit. I would say like... a regular amount to like, and less than that. I'll be upset that like something cool is happening, not be there, but it's okay. Like, for example, this year, 2 years ago, maybe three, when my boys King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard came
all those
to
words just went right over my head. A boy's kink and a lizard wizard? Is that what you said?
Did you? It's just like minds transported into another dimension. What? Because it's fine for some of those things to be gone, but you really just like muddled them all together.
What did you say?
So when my boys came here, all right, my boys, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
That's just, my brain can't handle that.
I've told you about this before. We've talked about this before.
My boys came here.
Yeah.
And your boys are these people.
Yeah.
The King Lizard and the Wizard King?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. This is my band, like one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
Pride of Australia.
Oh, God.
I've talked about them several times because I've traveled there and like it was a Christmas gift from Barry. Uh-huh. Her first Christmas gift to me. I didn't go to see them the first time I think it was their first time coming to Prague, because we were supposed to be on our holiday thing in Mallorca that didn't end up materializing. So I didn't get tickets for it. And then when I could, they were already sold out. Mm. And that was unfortunate, but I don't know. My FOMO wasn't that bad. It's like, oh, they're here. Be nice if that was there, if I was there, but no, that's all right. Mm. And then I went like 8 months later, so it was fine.
Mm. Okay, good.
Yeah,
so you didn't miss out on it completely.
Yeah, yeah. I saw them the next time they came around.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool. So you said, so miss out on, and then you said some other things as well. You said there's a double standard of gender norms. So I just thought maybe that's kind of interesting. So a double standard, I don't know what it is in Czech, but when it's there's some kind of rule that applies to one person, but then it doesn't apply to someone else, even though it's the exact same situation.
Yeah, sure.
So, like what you said, with the, it's really like a problem when a male teacher sleeps with a female student, right? That's like, you know, going to go to prison or something. That's really bad. But if like a female teacher sleeps with a male student, everyone thinks it's kind of, well, a lot of people think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it's like high five, bro.
And I mean, she's still going to get in trouble and still going to go to jail, but
it's
like
not seen in the same way.
Yeah. Not really.
So like there's a double standard.
Yeah. For the teenage girl victim, it's like, oh my God, this poor thing. She was just, she was abused and manipulated by this predatory man. Mm. And then for the teenage boy victim who would feel, and they often do actually do feel victimized. And they're like, yeah, this was like really bad. I feel like I was manipulated into this. And they obviously were. And everyone's like, yeah, buddy, good on ya. Oh, champion. And he's like, yeah, no, that sucked. And it's like, people are like, oh, what are you talking about? It's every teenage boy's dream, sleeping with a hot teacher. Fuck that. I wish I was you. And like that's a double standard, right?
Yeah.
The exact same situation, it applies differently to one gender than it does to the other. I've just given an example where the male is negatively impacted. But the fact of the matter is that, like, more often than not, not always, but more often than not, far more often than not, it is actually like there's a double standard against against women.
And you keep coming out with good stuff, Chris. I would say more often than not is a really nice expression as well. Because a lot of Czech people wouldn't, a lot of learners wouldn't know that one. So obviously it means it happens more often than it doesn't happen. But the expression is more often than not.
Yes.
It's just a nice little short thing. So more often than not, I go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
But two nights ago, I've had the worst week of sleep.
Okay, you're not the only one.
Really?
It's been okay for me, but some of my students have told me that they've had just dog shit sleep. So
dog shit sleep. One other thing you said, by the way, is good on ya.
Uh-huh.
Which I felt is so perfectly Australian.
Uh-huh.
So good on ya, ya being you, it means like congratulations, like that's cool, right?
Basically, yeah, good for you. Yeah. Or like, yeah, you did a good thing.
You got an A star in your test. Good on ya, mate.
Sure.
Whatever. Okay. All right. I think that's. Oh, there's one other thing you said that I really wanted. You're just saying really good stuff today. You said they kept on reaching the limit of the, you know, 10,000 comment thing. I just thought that's a nice expression, a nice example of when we use keep on doing something.
Mm.
So to keep on doing is that it repeats, it happens again and again and again. And the past tense of keep is kept. So they kept on reaching the limit. They continued to reach that limit. Me and Chris keep on messing up the intro to this podcast or something.
I would say messing up the outro more often than
More often than not, yeah. And more often than not, we mess up the outro. So how about we officially switch into conversation time and then we can tell of our stories.
Okay.
All right, guys. So back in a couple seconds for conversation time. All right, guys. Welcome to conversation time. So starting off with conversation time, maybe we can share a little bit about our last couple of weeks, see what happened. If something interesting, we can talk about it. If not, we've got discussion topics.
Mm.
If you don't mind, I'll just start off with what happened 2 nights ago because it was awful. I went out for a couple of Proseccos with a friend of mine, but I forgot to drink any water.
Okay.
And because of that, I got terrible, terrible leg cramp.
Oh, really?
Awful.
Okay.
Yeah. And cramp in Czech is křeč.
Křeč. It's one of my favorite Czech words.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because to me, it is almost onomatopoeic.
Mm.
But not quite. So an onomatopoeia is a word that sounds like the sound that it is describing. All right. So like a knock is like knock. It sounds like a knock, and then a bang or a boom.
Ow.
Sure. Yeah. Or a click or a snap.
Mm-hmm.
All of those words kind of sound like the word that they're describing. Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just onomatopoeia.
Yeah. And then the word křeč, it's not onomatopoeic, but it's an onomatopoeia for like the feeling of what it is.
Because
it's like it sounds like what your muscle is doing. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's horrible. I hate it. I only get leg cramp occasionally, but more often than not, it's after I've been drinking and forgot to drink water before bed.
Okay,
so it's like a dehydration thing, I think. And I got it. I always get it in my right leg, in my calf, which is the lower part of your leg, and it was awful. I woke up screaming, and then I couldn't sleep the whole night because you know, like after it's happened, the muscles are still kind of basically fucked up and it's like on the verge of going again.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had to like mentally focus my whole energy on not moving a single muscle.
Uh-huh.
And it was so much effort and like it kept coming back as well. And I just couldn't sleep. I got maybe half an hour sleep that night.
Jesus.
Literally half an hour. And it was like I had a really busy day the next day and I think I've never felt that bad in lessons before. I was dying.
Mm.
I physically felt sick as well, just from the lack of sleep. And then the next night, I only got 3 hours sleep.
Ooh.
I just woke up at 3 and my body decided, yeah, you're done. You're not sleeping anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had that. It's the worst.
I had like 3.5 hours sleep for 2 days. But last night, got like 11 hours.
Nice.
Slept like a baby. Felt so good.
All right.
Felt so good.
All right. Would you say that you were sound asleep?
Yeah.
At any point? Yeah. All right. Yeah. No worries. Okay. So saying to say sound, I would say probably most Czechs wouldn't understand that the word sound can be used mm-hmm. in this way because mm-hmm. sound is like a zvuk. Mm-hmm. Zvuk? Yeah. But we can also use the word sounds to mean like securely or safely. Mm-hmm. So you would say something like the baby is sound asleep. Mm-hmm. It is safely and securely.
It means like quite deeply asleep as well, right?
Yeah.
He's sound asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you could say that about like certain practices or requirements or something like that, like the their, I don't know, engineering standards mm-hmm. or their engineering methods are quite sound, mm-hmm. as in they're good and safe and reliable.
Yeah. If you've got like a spaceship, you want the integrity of that spacecraft to be sound,
yeah,
you know, to be, you know, safe. And there's even an expression, safe and sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, safe and sound. So this would be like, you know, your girlfriend says, oh, text me when you get home. You'd be like, I'm home, safe and sound.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice. So yeah, to be honest, that was the most exciting thing that happened to me this week. How about you, anything?
Well, hold on a second. First, I wanted to ask if this is the same friend in the same wine bar that we were talking about last episode where she was being very snobby and elitist about the kind of wine bar that you were going to go to.
Fortunately, no. Okay, it was not. And it was a different wine bar as well. It was the one near this office,
okay.
Which I have to take you to sometime. It's really nice. And I got talking. That's a nice expression. I got talking to someone.
Mm.
Yeah, because everyone knows talk, obviously. But we can also say to get talking to someone. And this is usually when it's someone that you didn't know and you start talking with them. So rather than saying, oh, I started talking, you say, I got talking to some people at the bar who were Czech. And there was also some random English people there as well. So we all sort of started talking. So you can say, I got talking to. And there's another very similar expression, to get to talking, which is going to make it sound more confusing now. But you say like, oh, you know, in the end, we got to talking and we found out that we're both from the same town. So to get to talking, it just means you started having a conversation.
I've never really heard that before.
Really? We got to talking? Must be a British one.
Mm, that's it.
This is so interesting because Chris, you always say things I've never heard as
well.
Yeah,
sure.
It's pretty interesting.
Mm.
English and is a mess.
Just a point of clarification for the first one as well, like we got talking. It's kind of like the implication being that like maybe you weren't expecting to and then you got into a deeper conversation. Like it's one thing to say, oh yeah, I saw a friend at the grocery store and, you know, just waved hello and went off and or whatever. But like if you got to, I saw him at the grocery store and we got to talking. We got into a proper conversation.
You just said it. We got to talking.
Did I?
Yeah, 2 seconds ago you said you'd never heard it before.
I think it must have been the same thing when because you just said it and then it like subconsciously like made its way into my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got talking. Mm-hmm. Meaning we got into a deeper conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, it was a different Prosecco bar. Very nice. We had a really good time. It was lovely.
All right. Yeah. But did you go to... What was the resolution of the wine bar situation with the previous friends that you were talking about?
Oh, I'm trying to remember which friend it was. Because it was like a few weeks ago now. No, we didn't go.
At all? She's like, oh, fuck this. I'm not going to some scum dog shit wine bar.
I think it was that, yeah.
Really? She didn't want... She's just like, okay, well, I'm just not going to go anywhere.
I think so. I don't want to say for sure because I can't completely remember what happened in the end, but I know we didn't go there.
Okay.
I think because she thought it was shitty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't go anywhere at all or you didn't go to that one specifically?
I think the whole thing got cancelled.
Wow.
I can't really remember. I don't think it's like because of that. Like that would be a pretty brutal reason to not see someone. Yeah. Anyway, that was literally the most exciting. Oh, no, I also went to IKEA.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw my, I don't know if you follow my personal Instagram or not.
Yeah, I've got your personal Instagram.
Did you see, you saw the plant? Maybe not.
Maybe? I don't know. Wait, no, I think maybe I did. Oh, okay. But go on.
Because long story short, we're recording some new videos for, you know, our YouTube channel this weekend in my flat. And I wanted to make it look a bit more cozy. So because, you know, I've not really got much in my flat. So I went down to IKEA, and I hate going to IKEA because it's pretty far away and I don't have a car. So I have to like physically carry everything back with me. So yeah, I went down there and I found some plants. I got my first ever real plant. I think I've never bought myself a real plant in my whole life.
And you went there for what?
What did I say?
You said you, it sounded like you went there to found some plants.
I definitely didn't say that.
You definitely said found.
Well, to be honest, maybe I did say that.
Okay.
I have to listen back to it. Okay, so I went there to find some plants. So I bought a real one. It's about a meter tall.
Uh-huh.
And I also bought some other plants and some lights and stuff. So on the way home, I had to like carry this meter tall plant on the metro. And on the bus, I was like also holding a big blue IKEA bag full of stuff. Mm. So I could barely see where I was going. I was like, you know, like on the metro, like I changed metros at Moosteck. I was like bumping into people. I couldn't see where I was going. Everyone's looking at you because you're a guy holding a massive plant.
Uh-huh.
And I just, yeah.
What IKEA did you go to?
Chani Most.
Okay, then. Man, that would be even worse because there's like a long walk from the metro to.
No, they've got a bus. They've got a special IKEA bus. It's a shuttle bus.
Oh.
It just goes back and forth between IKEA and that's why I go there. Because
okay.
If I go to Zlitin, I don't think you can like you have to like cross a fucking highway to get to IKEA from there.
Well, I mean, in that case, yeah, you have to get a bus as well.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that there was a bus or a shuttle bus at all from Chani Most. But yeah, you have to go from Zichin, and then there's 180, and that goes to just a regular bus.
Yeah, you would know.
Yes.
Yeah. But something that like blew my mind about IKEA was the hot dogs. What? They are so cheap and so freaking good. It was two hot dogs and a bottomless drink. And bottomless is a nice word. In Czech, it's bezedni. And we say bottomless. Bottomless drink and two hot dogs for 65 crowns.
Did you get the regular, like the meat hot dogs or the...
I got the meat ones, which are more expensive, I think.
Yeah. Because
I think the vegetarian ones...
Fully vegan.
Or vegan ones.
Yeah.
They're like less.
Mm-hmm.
So cheap.
Yeah.
So good.
We get them every single time. And the vegan ones, honestly, are better.
Are they?
They're just better.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Tell us.
the first time this happened, it was really funny. The first time I realized this. So we got, I got the meat one for 25 crowns. And Barry got the vegan one for 20 crowns. And I get my meat one. And it's just a sausage in the bun,
yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you have to put your own tomato sauce and your own mustard on it. And like, and that's fine. Like you can do that. It doesn't cost extra for the sauce. But with the vegetarian ones, with the vegan ones, you get the sausage, for lack of a better term. But then they also put, what do they put? They put cabbage and fried onion and maybe something else
for free.
And then put the mustard and tomato sauce on it for you. And so I was looking at mine
like
and
piece
looking
of
at
shit,
hers
empty hot dog.
Yeah, and hers looks like fucking gourmet as shit. It looks so good.
Gourmet as shit.
Yeah. Gourmet as shit is a good thing, just to clarify.
So break it out. So gourmet is like super fancy food, right?
Yeah.
It's like gourmet food. And as shit is like as fuck, which is
hell.
As hell is an emphasizer that makes any adjective sound stronger, right? Like she's sexy as shit or sexy as fuck or ugly as fuck. It can be positive and negative, right?
Yeah.
So it was gourmet as shit.
Yeah. But not gourmet like shit. It was it was very gourmet as well.
Very, very gourmet.
I'm like, oh man, I got fucking rorted here. I didn't. So from then on, which I think is probably pretty good.
That is nice.
From then on, I've always gotten, we always get just the vegan vegetarian ones because they're just so much better and they're cheaper.
Oh.
So we go up and order and I'm always like, Stijikrat vegetariansky hot dog prosim. And, you know, sometimes they're like fucking full. Jesus.
What,
but it's like two each.
Okay, yeah.
But it's one person ordering it. So one person ordering four hot dogs is a little bit jarring, perhaps.
Okay.
So jarring is a word that we've taught before, which means like surprising.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that really that bums me out. So I think we're going full native today. Uh-huh. Yeah. So to bum someone out is to annoy you, basically.
Or make you sad about something a little bit.
Yeah. So you can use it as an adjective. I'm feeling pretty bummed out. It's like I'm just kind of low, sad, usually because I missed something or...
I missed out on something.
It's all coming together full circle. I swear we're getting really good at podcasting. Just like bringing it all back. So I'm feeling pretty bummed out that I missed out on those amazing vegan hot dogs.
Uh-huh. You'll just have to go back to IKEA.
I'm going to have to go back. And actually, that's what I was thinking. When I was there, I was like, this is so fucking cheap. It was like everything there was insanely cheap. I was like, that's what I was thinking. It's almost worth coming here just for the fucking hot dogs. So it's a nice expression of worth there. Yeah. So it's almost worth, so to be worth, then plus ing. It's almost worth coming here just for the hot dogs. Mm. Like really? Like, yeah, it takes half an hour to get there. But then really cheap food.
And then because they have like a little grocery section at the end as well. Uh-huh. At Zlichin, it's right next to where you can get the hot dogs. And you can get like the meatballs. And then Barry always gets the veggie balls.
Oh, yeah.
And they come in this big bag.
Oh, yeah.
And you just chuck them in the freezer and it's just nice emergency food. Put them in the oven for 10, 15 minutes. And then it's just a nice... Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could probably fry them as well or cook them however you want. But we usually just put them in the oven.
What do you have them with? Do you have some sauce?
I mean, you can do. Mm. But like with vegetables, like we'll fry... we'll also put like... broccoli or green beans or whatever, potatoes in the oven as well. Mm. And there's just like a nice little emergency.
Okay, nice.
Just like an easy emergency food thing.
Something I'm trying to do now is like, because I've got my iPad with me now, is like write down all the interesting things you say. So you said, it's great. You just chuck them in the fridge. So to chuck something is a more informal, colloquial way of saying to throw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can say, "Hey, can you chuck me those? Chuck me that water bottle." It means throw. Yeah, so you chuck them in the fridge. It's like obviously not actually throwing them in the fridge. It just means you quickly.
And you just put them. I mean, it actually means put. Right?
Put / throw. Yeah, yeah. It can definitely be throw. Like, definitely. Chuck me those keys, mate.
Yeah.
I had to put the mate on the end because it just feels more British, you know. I'll chuck me those keys, mate. Uh-huh. But also, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just chuck it on the floor, just chuck it on the table. But if you have a glass, it's like, oh, what do you want me to do with this empty glass? Oh, I'll just chuck it in the sink. It's like, obviously, you're not going to throw a glass in the sink. You're going to place it appropriately. Yeah. But we would say, oh, yeah, just chuck it in there. Yeah. That's fine.
I just chucked it in my bag. Yeah, just chuck it in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, cool. So that was my IKEA trip. The hot dogs were the highlight of the trip for sure. Hell and yeah. I really wish I wasn't talking about them because I'm really hungry now. Like for real, really hungry. Anyway, how about you? How's your last couple of weeks been?
It's been pretty good. It's been fine. All right, I actually have a pretty long and hopefully entertaining thing to tell you about.
All right, cool.
So last week, I went on a bit of a hike with Barry, and then another two friends who are also a couple. And we went not too far from the city, from Kostelets nad Labem to the intended final destination was Banatki nad Jezero.
Never heard of any of these places, but cool.
Banatki nad Jezero is like a little bit further up from... not Ustina. Oh, Jesus, what is it? Stara or Mlada Boleslav, one of those. Uh-huh. And it's just a little bit northeast of the city, right? It's pretty, pretty close. And a very flat part of the countryside. And it's like 23 kilometers from one to the other. And mostly through like farmland. Mm. And I'll tell you what, it is spring at this time of year, right? And we're now getting to the part where farmers are getting their farms ready for growing the season's crop, growing this year's crop. And the way that a lot of them are getting ready for doing that is by putting fertilizer into the field. Mm. Fertilizer being Neuvo.
Yeah, right?
Neuvo. And my goodness, the potency of the smell at some points is just incredible. So potent means powerful.
Yeah.
Means strong.
So it was potent as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But honestly, like, it was so bad that, like, one of my friends, she was actually gagging. Not even in a, like, oh, this is so gross. Like, she was physically, like, a physical reaction to the smell.
And to gag?
Mm-hmm. To gag is the thing that you do before you vomit. All right. So to vomit is zvratsetse. Yeah. But just sometimes you don't, but you kind of make the action of what you're going to do, right? Gagging is the.
Yeah. It says it's in Czech, it's navalit.
Okay, then.
That's new for me. Yeah.
And she was physically
really?
Doing that. It was really like everybody else. Yeah. Like we weren't doing it, but it was really strong.
Yeah,
it was a really, really strong smell. And just for ages, it's like, oh my God. And we even got to this part at the end of one of the farms. There was a road with a row of new houses. And I was like, bro, what are you doing building these new houses here? Like, it's probably only a couple of weeks at most that it smells like this.
Dude.
But still, it's long enough that it's like, I don't know if I could live in a place
that's
like this.
That's brutal, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I made the joke that it's like, oh, the people that live here probably have long COVID. So the sense of smell hasn't recovered.
Long COVID, yeah. Damn, man. Okay. But other than that, was it a good hike?
Well, so yeah. That's
there's more. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was getting to. It's like, and it was a nice hike. Well, actually, before I get to the main part, another interesting place that we got to, it'd be interesting to hear your perspective on this, is we got to a self-service bar. There was just a little like picnic sort of area, and part of it was just like a shelter, and there was a fridge powered up and everything running and full of drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and then a cupboard full of snacks like Pringles and other chips and chocolate bars and whatever.
Sure.
And there's a printout of a QR code on the side, and just like, okay, yeah, take whatever you want and send the money to this account.
But like it says how much each thing's cost? Or
Yeah. But there was nobody there. I mean, well, there was, but he was off working on something and didn't see what we were doing. We could have pocketed a bunch of... anybody could.
We could have pocketed a bunch of stuff. So to pocket something, what do you think it means, guys? Obviously, to put it in your pocket and steal it, right? So you could have pocketed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't.
No, obviously not. Yeah, like Barry and I didn't take anything because we we already had some beer with us. But yeah, friends, they bought some beers. They sent the money to the account. But I think quite a few people would probably be interested or be surprised by that because it's like, oh, people would just steal it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have thoughts on this. I want to hear your thoughts as well because I think that probably most people are honest. I would imagine it's quite a low percentage of people that would actually just steal it, but probably some. But I had the same thing when I was in Australia, actually. I was on my motorbike and I drove past this little sort of hut in the middle of nowhere, and it said like fruit and veg. And I was just interested in what was in there. So I just stopped and went in there. And there's just a bunch of fruit and veg and carrots and stuff on some shelves. And then there was this like little box and it was like, put the money in here. There was no one there. It was just the fruit. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, I must really trust people, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's also, there's a wine bar. It's at Viton. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's pour your own wine. And they have these big fridges, these big ass fridges. And you just pour your own and you have a bit of paper and you just write down how many deciliters you've poured. Now that I think people would not steal, but be optimistic.
Sure.
With their that's about one deciliter. Yes, but it's actually like 1.5 or, you know, because everyone's getting a bit drunk. I think that would change it. I don't know. What do you think?
It really requires a lot of trust, and I think it would only be possible especially these unmanned places, it could only be in a rural area, I would imagine. Like in a city, I think too many people would abuse it.
Mm.
Absolutely, too many people would abuse it.
Have we talked about those Amazon Go shops? I feel like I did at one point.
I don't know if we've talked about it, but I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
so go on. It's these grocery stores in America. I think maybe they're in England as well, where it's done by Amazon, but it's like a supermarket, right, for food. And the idea is that there's no one works there. It's completely done by cameras, and you don't pay at the end. So what you do is you scan your QR code from your Amazon Prime account. So you have to be an Amazon Prime customer. And then you go in there, and there's so many cameras like around everything that it knows exactly what you've picked up. It knows if you put something back. It knows if you tried to hide it or whatever. And then you just walk out the shop. And then it just charges your card that's on your Amazon account afterwards. And apparently it's so accurate that you can't steal anything. And it just doesn't make mistakes.
I think there's also some part of it where, like, I mean, everything does have some sort of, like, barcode or QR or whatever. And if you, like, you put it in the basket, and the basket also has some way of knowing what you've put in there. I think. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah. I just know what I know, which is that bit.
I'm also aware of, like, the intense camera situation. Yeah. But
I thought it was pretty cool. Apparently it feels like, and everyone says, like, oh, it feels like you're stealing because you don't pay at the end. You just walk out the shop with stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, and then you just like cross your fingers and hope that it charges you the right stuff. But apparently it works.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Cool, but also like sad for all those people who are not gonna work there anymore.
Mm.
But, you know, there's still people for filling the shelves and everything. But
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, I mean, there are definitely going to be people that are like, nah, I'm not going to work there. I'm not going to shop there because sometimes I really need to ask somebody something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's certainly, I wouldn't expect it to take over the grocery, the supermarket
probably
industry.
Not. I saw one when I was in San Francisco. I really wanted to go in, but I'm not an Amazon Prime.
Right. Yeah.
So I couldn't. I just like looked in the door like a little peasant, you know, oh, looks nice. Anyway,
all right.
Back to you. Is there any more from your story?
Yeah.
The saga continues.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is the crescendo of
the big finale.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we end up going to getting to this farming town called Kokanki, and there was a the plan was, it's like, okay, there's 2.5 hours left before our bus leaves from Benarki Nadizero, so, and it's like 4 kilometers away, so should be able to walk 4 kilometers in an hour easily.
Mm.
So we can go to this pub, have a beer or two, and then gradually make our way back, and then get the bus back in time. But we get to this pub, and it's a kind of sketchy looking pub. Sketchy, we've toured it a couple times. Mm-hmm. Also dodgy, like untrustworthy looking.
Yeah, it doesn't look safe.
Yeah. But like, only a little bit. It mostly just looked like a normal Czech village pub, right? But we go in and order some drinks, and there's a guy at the bar, and he's like, starts as we're ordering, he's like trying to make a joke with us about what we are ordering, and we fully just don't understand. And I guess he picks up on that. So to pick up on something means to realize that a thing is true. Mm. And then like goes to explain the joke about like, it doesn't matter. It was something related to like, it was like a reference to like good soldier Schweik or something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is realizing that we're not Czech. And so we didn't get this very Czech joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy pouring the drinks, he asks me where I'm from. He's like, oh, what could stay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, Sam's Australia. And then just immediately like freaking the fuck out. Like, you're from Australia? You're from Australia? Oh my God, this is unbelievable. What are you doing here? And wow. I said, enjoying the fresh air. but like nice. They freaked the fuck out, dude. It was so funny. They made such a big deal of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, out of it. They made such a big deal out of it. So to make a big deal out of something is to act as if it's bigger or more important than it actually is.
Which we use like often in arguments as well. Like if your partner, you know, screaming at you because you left something in the sink. You can say, why are you making such a big deal out of this? Yeah. It's just a dirty cup.
Yeah.
You know, why are you making such a big deal out of it?
Absolutely. Nice. And they were just freaking out together. And so chatted a little bit about that. And then we had our beers and went out and were sitting in the beer garden at the benches. And like, as I sit down, I could still hear them talking like behind us, like, cause some smoking there.
Yeah.
And then like inside, they're like, there's a guy from Australia. He's from Australia in Kokanki. Can you believe it? An Australian in Kokanki. Oh my God. It's amazing.
Well, it is a weird place for an Australian to be, to be fair. Like in Prague, it's like, yeah, okay. But even in Prague, there's not many Australians.
Sure.
Like even when I meet an Australian, I'm like, oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Yeah. Like, I think you're the only one I know, I think. So yeah, in some random ass town, sure.
Uh-huh.
Probably the first one, you're probably the first Australian he ever met.
Yeah, probably. I think for a lot of them, almost certainly.
Yeah. Did he want to like ask about stuff, like Australian stuff?
Well, yeah, it wasn't just him. It was like everyone. People, like this woman who turned out to be the mother of the guy who was pouring our drinks because he was like in his mid-20s. She like got on her phone with her daughter.
Oh, no.
And was like, daughter, you have to come to the pub. There's an Australian boy here. You have to come here and talk to him. Because she was like 13 and like studying English at school.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you come and practice your English.
Oh, no.
And she was like,
came?
Yeah. Yeah. Because her mom told her to come. Like, and she comes. It's like, mom, why did you tell me to come here?
Oh.
And then she was just this like,
oh, no.
Like, adorably awkward.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird.
Yeah. 13-year-old girl and her friend. Like, a little bit. Her friend was with her as well, and he had a Pokemon shirt, a Pokemon jumper on, a Pokemon hoodie. I'm like, oh, man, love your jumper. Where'd you get it from? And so forth. But, like, they were, like, bulk awkward. They were very awkward, which was understandable. It's totally fine. And so they went up. They went up quickly. But then, yeah, like a lot of them were asking us about, you know, where we're from and what we're doing here and so forth.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. They were so welcoming. Mm. That was the best thing about this is that, yeah, they made a big deal out of it, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like they were really genuinely excited.
Yeah.
They came out with a tray of shots for us.
Oh, shit.
So they shouted us a round of shots.
Okay. So this is one of those things that I've heard this, never used it ever, but do you want to explain it?
Which is very surprising to me because it is a huge part of British culture. I know for a fact that it's a huge part of British culture.
I know it is. It's just one of those things, like sometimes you just choose not to use a word.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that word, but explain it. To shout someone something.
So to shout someone something is to buy something for them, usually food or drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and most often alcoholic drinks at a bar or whatever. Right?
Shout like Krzyczeć, like he's shouting at me.
Yeah.
The different meaning of shout.
Yeah, but this obviously is not... yeah, there is no actual shouting involved. Yeah. It's just buying something. So I might say to you, Jacob, oh, come on, let's go to the pub. My shout. And that is...
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's a noun as well. It's my shout.
Oh, wow.
And that means that at least for the first round, the drinks, I will pay for the drinks. The drinks are on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can be in a shout with people. That means it's like person A is buying a round and then person B buys the next round and person C.
Never heard that
either. And then it goes back to person A.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all these like unwritten and unspoken but understood rules about it.
So let's try and teach someone just one version they can use. So to shout someone something.
Yeah.
But, oh, hey man, could you shout me a beer? Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Listeners, we're learning together here because I've never really used this. So I think probably because I didn't know how to use it.
Okay.
Until I heard it on the podcast. So can you shout me a beer?
Yeah.
Can you shout me a ciggy?
No,
because you're biased. You know, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So they shouted
you. They shouted you a whole tray of shots?
Yeah, five shots. One for each of like me and each of my friends, and then the guy
he wanted to get in on that.
Uh-huh.
What shots of what?
Potato rum, like Czech potato rum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I was apprehensive about drinking it, apprehensive is uskostlivý, because normal rum gives me heartburn, really, really bad heartburn. I can't remember. Do you know what heartburn is?
Do I remember what it is?
As in the Czech word of it, obviously.
No. No, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I can look it up.
Yeah.
Heartburn.
When your heart is like sore, maybe because you ate spicy food or when you get old.
It says, pálení žáhy. Pálení žáhy.
Yeah.
Heartburn.
But this is not regular rum. This is potato rum. So I had a shot and I didn't get it. So that was good.
Happy days.
Yeah. And then we sat outside because it was kind of nice outside, but also because the pub had... There was a private, quote-unquote private event happening, which was that the young boys of the town and I suppose surrounding towns had a FIFA tournament happening because it's like the last weekend before they start playing their summer season of football.
Okay.
So this like, this farewell time to like sitting inside and playing video games and whatever. Like, all right, let's have a tournament. So there's all these TVs and PlayStations set up with them playing FIFA.
Oh, cool.
For the pub. So like that was them inside and we were just going to have our drinks outside. But then it started raining and like, yeah, come on, come inside now. It's you can come in and sit here, of course. And so that was really nice. And then the dads were making pizza for the boys in playing the tournament, and they gave us some free pizzas. Wow. Just like, oh, here you go, have some pizza. I was like, oh my God, that's so nice.
You basically made your new best friends, like you became part of the family, essentially.
This sounds like a movie. Like
this sounds great.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was great.
Maybe I missed it in the story. So like, how middle of nowhere was this place? Was it in a village or was it like in the countryside?
This is like a 500 person village.
Okay.
It was a really small town. Like it's a farming, community.
Okay.
It's like, like 4 kilometers from, Banarki nad Jezero. It's a, I don't know how big that is, but yeah, this is just a small place. This is it's not surprising that not many foreigners would come through there because why would they?
Yeah.
You know, this is not a town that's at the foothills of, Yezjed or at in Krkonoše or something like that, where people would be going on hikes and whatever.
Yeah.
Like no, this is like going through farms. Wouldn't go through there.
That's awesome.
So hospoda v zatachtse. And
hospoda v dotatse?
Zatachtse.
Zatachtse.
Yeah. Is the name of it. So shout out to Artur and his family.
Oh, nice.
There.
Did you tell them about the podcast and that they're going to be mentioned?
No, I did not.
They probably don't speak English, do they? So.
Well, only a little bit, but it was fun talking to them. They did speak a bit of English and a surprising amount for people in a town like that. Just want to give them a shout out. And guys, listeners, if you're in and around that area, head to go to Kokanki, go to Hospoda v Zatachtse, and tell them that you're your favorite Australian podcast host.
Tell them you're friends with Chris and you might get a free pizza out of it.
Well, I'm not promising that, but you will get excellent hospitality because they were good people.
That's awesome.
Good people there.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. To be honest, should we skip the leaflets today?
It's up to you, man.
Because we've been going for like 50-ish minutes.
Okay.
And I want to just talk about two brief things. And because, guys, we'll do leaflets in the next episode. And you can just go onto our YouTube channel. Speak Like Me on YouTube. Everything's on there. And you can learn all the stuff from the leaflets for free on there. And we're actually making it a bit nicer. We've got a new banner on the... It's the kind of thing no one cares about other than me, but we've got a new banner for the YouTube channel and it just, I think it looks nice and positive. Go and check out everything there. So Chris, do you care at all? Not do you care, but what are your thoughts on the, the Mike Tyson, Jake Logan fight?
I think it would be a miracle
the younger one, whatever.
It's Jake and Logan are both of the brothers and their last
Jake
name is
Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
Jake Paul,
It would be a miracle if he doesn't fucking die.
What, Jake Paul?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's because Mike Tyson is a fucking monster.
He's a beast.
And it doesn't matter that he's, what, like 60?
57, 58. Something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he's still in his 50s. Yeah. Like, dude, he will fucking destroy literally anybody.
I fucking hope so. Uh-huh. Oh my God. So just a quick background for people who don't know what we're talking about. So this is a boxing event that's just been announced between Mike Tyson. I'm sure everyone knows Mike Tyson, the heavyweight champion for many, many years. Who's 57 now, 57 and 58. But he's still a beast. And Jake Paul, who's this major, major douchebag. I hate this man with a burning passion for
every fiber of your being.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. Yeah. I hate this man with every fiber of my being. So he's basically like, he's like a YouTube star, basically got famous for doing stupid stuff, like going in the suicide forest in Japan and doing a bunch of stupid shit, basically. And he's just a shithead. I hate him so much. And I hate that he's even got this opportunity, to be honest, because it's almost like making fun of Mike Tyson. I find it almost disrespectful. That are like, obviously he's probably doing it for the money. But like, yeah, I just hope that he gets basically murdered. Have you seen, because everyone's like, oh yeah, but he's young and he's done like 10 professional fights and he's won 9 of them and all this stuff. But then you see Mike Tyson. Mm. Have you seen the training videos that he's been posting?
A couple of them, very, very few of them.
He's only done, I think, 3 or 4 because like he's doing one like YouTube short a day of his training. Oh my God, he's still got it. He's ripped. He's got the speed. He's got everything. I think he's going to just destroy him. Uh-huh. And it's going to be on Netflix. To be honest, great idea. I think everyone's going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Okay. Right, oh, so sure. It's going to live stream.
It's going to be live streamed on Netflix.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is.
I mean, because like, look, Netflix is a huge streaming service, but is it a live streaming service?
Now it is.
What I mean by that is, obviously, yes, now it is. But like, can they handle it? I mean,
I guess it's a good test.
I mean, the obvious parallel to me is when X Twitter tried to, Elon tried to boost his fucking right wing mates. Ron DeSantis, launched his presidential campaign, tried to do it on X, and it was a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
Because obviously they don't have.
Yeah, but that's a very different case, isn't it?
Not really.
Twitter's run by like 3 interns in a basement somewhere.
I mean,
like, yeah, but obviously it's a different level of planning, right? You know,
because Netflix probably has a professional CEO at the helm.
Yeah, and they don't want to fuck this up. I didn't hear what you said. Sorry, that professional what?
A professional CEO at the helm.
I assume so. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know it used to be Reed Hastings, but I think he stepped down now. He was the founder.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and actually, always thought he was really cool. But yeah, I'm pumped for it. I'm going to watch it. I'm not even sure when it's happening. But it looks good. Because you follow boxing, right?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Oh, nor do I.
No.
Like, at all. But I'll watch this.
One thing that I will say is, if it's this one, I think it is, so it's Jake Paul. What he should and maybe will eventually get into is pro wrestling, as in, you know, like WWE, WWF, whatever. Because one thing that he very obviously is good at is shit talking. Mm. And that's a lot of this kind of thing. Like, and that's what gets clicks and gets views.
Yeah.
Is the hype and the lead up to the event. I know, he had this, it was like a sit down thing where, he and his opponent of a previous fight, they were just sitting across a table, just like giving each other shit. As like a hype thing before the event. And yeah, Jake Paul just fucking destroyed him.
Really?
Because he's just able to talk shit like really well.
Okay.
You know, like as a performance, as a performative thing, like, I mean, he's good at it. Mm. So
to talk shit means to say horrible things to someone, basically, or just say horrible things.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you're just talking shit.
Yeah,
just talking shit out of
and
your
like
ass.
And like meaningless things.
Could you say that? You're just talking shit out of your ass?
Sure.
I guess it's even more funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Would you watch it? I'll give you my Netflix login if you want.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped. And last thing, so you're going to Australia, and I think even by the time this episode comes out, you might already be there.
Wait, no, doesn't this come out in like 3 days?
No, in the week after.
Oh, okay then. No. So next week, Monday, well, yeah, 3-4 days is regular Monday, but then the Monday after that is Easter Monday.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And then that Friday is when I leave. I leave on the 5th. That's the easier way
of
saying.
Okay, so this episode will come out on the 1st. Yeah, okay, so you'll still be here, but mm-hmm. you'll be like getting ready to leave. So you're leaving on the 5th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you prepared? You got your bags packed? Or not bags packed, but you know.
No, I'm not. Not fully. Like there are some gifts that there are some things that. I just cleared my throat directly into the microphone. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I need to buy some gifts for people back home, like mainly like my mom and my sister and the people that we're staying with.
Like Czech stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I should probably do that. We actually still need to get travel insurance.
Can I recommend my one?
Sure.
That's called Safety Wing.
Okay.
And it's really good.
All right. You used it when I used it
my
Australia?
Whole time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It works all around the world, but not America.
Oh. Yeah. Okay then.
I think it's
probably because of American health insurance.
I think it's like $49 American a month.
Okay.
But it covers fucking everything.
Okay.
Yeah. And everyone recommends it. So.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. Yeah.
Free
no,
shout
cool.
out.
Yeah.
Free
thank
shout
you.
Out.
Thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate that.
Cool. Okay. And do you have your itinerary planned for like what you're going to do there, or is it going to be get off the plane and hope?
No. We've got a fair bit of stuff planned because I'm not there for very long.
Only
so
3 weeks or less, right?
Not even. Yeah. Like just over 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. 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 Like in there, just over 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Flying for like out of the country for just under 3.
Hmm.
Like leaving on the 5th and coming back on the 24th, I believe.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah. 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 It's a very, very short period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got some things planned, like going up to Queensland to see my sister and my friend, that live a little bit north of Brisbane. Have my refresher course thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have a birthday dinner with my mom. Nice. And
her birthday or yours?
Her birthday. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's and then some other things.
Okay.
Some other things here and there.
Yeah. Are you pumped?
You
look so depressed.
Yeah. No. Not really. Back. Yeah. No. I'm kind of dreading it a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's a lot of things.
All right.
It's a lot of things.
Okay.
There are some things that I'm excited about, but also like without getting into the
details,
what's the word that I'm looking for here? Doesn't matter. But without getting into it too much, like not working for 3 weeks and being in a very expensive country for that time, has its like stress, it's putting its stress on me.
Mm-hmm.
And just like all of the things that I have to do while I'm there that are going to cost money and so forth. It's it's stressful.
Okay.
It's stressful.
Yeah. Well, so, I hope you managed to enjoy it and get some stories for the pod.
Yeah. I'll hopefully record some.
Yeah, record some stuff.
Some reels. I'll put my first reel up.
Nice.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And that'll be it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, have a good time. I look forward to talking to you when you get back. It'll probably be weird for you being back there after 7 years, was it?
Eight.
It's a long time to not be in your home country.
Long ass time.
Yeah. It's going to be weird getting off the plane.
It really will. It really will. I'm so, I'm really interested in, seeing how things will have changed. All the different things like my hometown and just everything, like the attitudes of people. I don't know if like people's attitudes have changed. I mean, not just after 8 years, but COVID in between as well. Everything, like when I left, my friends were all like mid-20s and now we're mid-30s. Like some of them have kids and so forth. So it's going to be weird.
Mm.
But hopefully good. Hopefully good.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Wonder how many dead kangaroos you'll see. You should keep track. Probably a lot.
I don't know. We're only traveling out to Ballarat, which is just 1 hour outside of Melbourne. That's one day. And then we're going to go down to Phillip Island to see the penguins.
Nice.
So maybe there, but I don't know. Okay. It shouldn't be that many, I wouldn't think.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
I guess I'll see you before you go.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. If I don't, have a great trip. I hope you have a good, safe flight and it's all good. Mm. And listeners, do not worry. Chris, even though he's not going to be here for a few weeks, the next two episodes we're going to have with Lucy, who, if you've not heard before, she's been on like, I think, 3 episodes or 4 episodes before. She's awesome. So she's going to be standing in for Chris whilst he's away.
They'll be bangers, I'm sure.
Oh, they're going to be great. And we might even get some Czech people on as guests as well. So it's like me, Lucy, and a Czech. So we can do actually fixing a Czech person, like live on air.
Fixing a Czech person's English.
Yeah, sorry. Fixing the Czech person's English. Which I think will be really good fun. So, and of course, we're going to have episode 69.
Mm.
It's nice. Uh-huh. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
So that's what you have to do. You have to say, welcome to episode 69. And then you say nice and Lucy says nice.
And I put you nice. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Nice. Maybe I can like get an audio sample from like every teacher and Speak Like Me. Nice.
Yeah, that'd
be good. All right, guys. So that was the episode. We had a lot of good vocab today. Didn't do the leaflets, but we're going to do leaflets next time. And you can find everything on our YouTube channel anyway. Speak Like Me on YouTube. Up to 433 subscribers.
All right.
And the frequency is increasing. It's like one new a day now. Still pretty shitty. But getting there. So today we had some good stuff. We had to talk shit, which means to say horrible things about someone. So I will definitely not talk shit about Chris while he's gone. And I hope you do the same in Australia, but you're welcome to if you want to. To shout someone something is to buy them something, usually a drink in a bar. To make a big deal out of something, that's a really useful and very common expression, to make something sound worse than it actually is.
Or better.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they were making a big deal out of me. Mm. Like, I'm not as good as they were making me seem.
True. To gag is like you're about to throw up, you know. To chuck something is to throw it or put it, and it sounds like really natural. I'll just chuck it in the fridge. I'll just chuck it in the dishwasher. To be bummed out is to be feeling just a bit kind of disappointed and annoyed, usually that you like missed something. Gourmet as shit. I like that. That's great. So gourmet means like fancy food, and as shit or as fuck is an emphasizer, makes it sound stronger. So, oh man, that place was gourmet as shit.
Mm.
I love that. To get talking to someone. So I met this guy in the bar and I got talking to him and I found out that he's British. Or you can say to get to talking. And then you don't have to say with him. You say, I met this guy and we got to talking and we found out that we're both from the same town. To be sound means to be reliable and safe and like well done, basically. Usually with some kind of engineering very often. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But even like logical reasoning.
Mm, your reasoning is sound.
Yes.
Your reasons for getting divorced were sound. They were like solid, good.
Understandable and logical. Reasons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kretsch. Kretsch is cramp. Great word. I just thought it's like kretschek is mole, isn't it?
No, it's krtek or krtechek.
Oh, krtek. Krtechek. Krtechek. Yeah, I always forget that one. Good on ya means good for you.
Yeah. Or you did good. You did good.
Yeah. Yeah. More often than not. That was a nice one. Means it happens more often than it doesn't happen. To keep on doing something. They kept on reaching the limit. Means it happens again and again. It continues. A double standard. When it's the same situation, but there's different rules that apply to different people. To miss out on something is that you missed a nice opportunity. And lastly, to stand in for someone, zastupovat za, which is what Lucy will be doing for Chris next episode. Chris, what was your favorite word from that?
Not to stand in for is really good.
That is good.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
Any professional job, any professional situation, right? Because like, in the podcast, Lucy is going to stand in for me, but then you are going to stand in for me as well with my classes, apparently.
Actually quite looking forward to it because a lot of your classes are my ex-classes.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to David, Gunman David.
Uh-huh.
Love that dude. Looking forward to Yana and Yan from Comap.
Uh-huh.
They're really cool as well. I was looking at your calendar. I was like, I'm actually quite pumped to see a lot of these people again. Because they're kind of like, they feel like friends. You know, it's been ages since I've seen them. Do you still teach Lenka from our big pharmaceutical client?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. I'm looking forward to that. That would be great. My favorite word was miss out on. I really like that one.
Okay, yeah,
episode. That was a really good one. So guys, I really hope you enjoyed the episode. If you liked it, the best thing you can do for us is give us some stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you're listening. And if stars feel like just like not enough because you're like, oh, I fucking love these guys and you want to give us some money, you could do that too on buymeacoffee.com/speaklikeme. And, you know, you can give us a couple of euros and we put that towards our little alcohol corner we have here in the corner of the office, and which sadly is currently empty. So we need money for alcohol by the time Chris gets back from Australia. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, we make awesome English courses specifically for Czech people. We've got video courses on the website and on YouTube. And we also have our leaflets, which are a summarized version of these courses. And they are really, really awesome. And you can download them for free on the website, speaklikeme.cz/letarki. We teach in corporate companies, so if you're in a company and you want to have lessons with us, we can offer that. Just get in touch on the website. And we also do public courses in the evening in our office in Wenceslas Square, so you're more than welcome to come here for that as well. If you've got any questions, you can email us. Where, Chris?
At speaklikeme, podcast@speaklikeme.cz.
podcast@speaklikeme.cz. And we're also on Instagram, speaklikemeprague, and we do like cool little behind the scenes stuff there, and we teach you vocab and stuff like that. So basically, speak like me everywhere. Just type it in and you get what you get. All right, guys, that was a lovely episode, Chris. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good one.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, as always. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time for our first stand-in episode with me and Lucy. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you later.
Bye.